This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Yeah, we are up to Siman Vav, Sif Gimel. Siman Vav, Sif Gimel. So says the Mechaba, Birkas Elokai Neshama, Eina Pesachas Tabarach. The bracha that we say in Birkas HaShachar, Elokai Neshama, is a bracha, and yet it does not start with a bracha. You'd have thought that it starts, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokai Neshama, Elokai Neshama, but it doesn't. Because it is a bracha of Hidah, Birchas Hadah in Poiskin of a Baruch, and these brachas do not begin with a Baruch, like we find with the brachas of a Geshamim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kaf Yud Beis, Ve'ein a bracha hasmucha lechaverta. And it's not a bracha which is smucha lechaverta, v'lochein, and therefore says the, which means a bracha which is a joint to another bracha, which doesn't require you to make a, to have a bracha, to have a baruch at the beginning. V'lochein, reshai lema baboika bekuma ad elekai neshama. And therefore, you are able to say up to an Akane Shama at home. Where Beis HaKnesses Yaskel Akane Shama, and therefore you can carry on an Akane Shama, and you don't need to begin the bracha with a baruch. However, Yesh La'asod Atzad Hayosetov, the preferred course of action is Lahasmich Akane Shama LeBirchas Asher Yotza, because that way it's a bracha Hasmuch LeBerita, and therefore you don't need the bracha. So, for example, Ishman Esra, right? If you think about it, you say Baruch Ato Hashem Hokel HaKadosh. And then you go atachoinin. You don't say Baruch Ato Hashem, you know, at the beginning of each bracha, because each bracha is smucha lechaverta, is juxtaposed, is close to the one before it, and therefore you don't need the bracha before it. So therefore, al sad hayosatayv, he says you can be masmich elakayin hashama lebrachas asher yotza. But I'm behagro. The Simon Membov, Shedai Tagamkin, the Birkas of Lakan Shama, Smucha Labirchas Asher Yotza, that the Brach of Lakan Shama is close to Asher Yotza, okay, Nochin is Zoya, Bozel, Chatkila, and therefore, ideally, you should do that. In the note 15 of the Mishnah Berurah, of the Dirshu, it says, it brings the remark later on in Membov Siftes, Shekosu Shenogul Sade is Birkas Ator Achrash Yotza. I don't know if you've noticed this in many Sidurim. There are different ways of the structure of the beginning of Birchas HaShachar. So I've just opened up the art scroll over here. So you'll see that this art scroll is not like what the we've just said, because you've got Al Netilas Yadayim, and then you've got Asher Yotza, and then you go straight into Birchas HaTorah. And then after Birchas HaTorah, you have Eilu Dvarim, and then Elokai Neshama. So that is based on a Ramah in Siman Mem Vav, and that's what it's saying over here. According to that Ramah, he says the minhag is to put Birchas HaTorah after Asher Yotza, and the Mishnah Berurah over there says that Sheyesh Orim Shabirchas Elokai Neshama Smucha Birchas Asher Yotza. That some people say, like we're saying over here, that Elokai Neshama should go straight after Asher Yotza. And so what's the halacha? So he says the Mishnah Berurah is Messiah over there. Shekosu Azeh Primogodim Shenahar or Nahar Poshtim. They're both valid customs, and whichever one you do is okay. And therefore, whether you put a kind of shama straight after Asher Yotza, or whether you put it straight after Birchas HaTorah, both are absolutely fine. Also, just interestingly, let's move on. Sif Dalit. Yesh Noagin, She'achash Birch Echod Birchas HaShacha, Va'onu Achrov Omer. Oh, sorry, we didn't finish the Mishnah Berurah on this. I'm so sorry. Let's back to the Mishnah Berurah. So we're halfway through the Mishnah Berurah in Gimel, i.e. Sif Kotzen Yud Beis. Now, what would happen if you're halfway through Shacharis and you realize you normally say Birchas HaShachar at home, for example, and then you come to Shul and you start saying Brachas? Let's say it's quite a common occurrence. We've got a Chabura to learn before we begin davening. So we say Birchas HaTorah, of course, before we start learning. And let's say one day you forgot the Lekai Neshama and you remembered later on. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Im lo berech Birchas Lekai Neshama, and achashes balash meesri. Remember, after you davened, hey, I forgot to say Birchas HaShachar, and I didn't say Lekai Neshama. Ein lemevarich oid lachat tefila. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you don't say Lekai Neshama after you davened Shmoneh Esrei later on. Shekim shekva omer machay hamesim, because in your Shmoneh Esrei you said the words machay hamesim, who doime lemachaz neshamas, which has a similar connotation to the theme of Lekai Neshama, that you've been machaz neshamas. He questions this. If when you had in mind, when you were saying Shmoneh Esrei, the bracha mechayim esim that you hadn't yet said in a kind of shama and you're going to say it later, then Rishai achakach levarach, you're still able to say the bracha with a kind of shama. Ayin shama tam, take a look at there for the reason. V'chein mashma p'magodim simon beis, v'ayin mashma p'savti shama b'ahalacha, see what I've written there in the b'ahalacha. And there, in footnote 16 in the Dirshu, he brings that b'ahalacha from later on. And he says that haroitz alisme chadas hashari tshuva levarach, if a person wants to rely on that shari tshuva and make the bracha lo hifsid, elishim roitz lotzei sidei shnehem, what should he do to be yotzei zayin 100%? Again, we're talking about a situation where he's forgot to say the kind of shama. He remembers after Shmoneh Esrei, hey, I didn't say it. Does he have to say the kind of shama again? This is the machlokes. Says the this footnote 16, he should sleep a little bit if he can. And after, when he's sorry, when he wakes up, then for sure he can say the kind of shama l'chaladeus. Yeah.
Would it work the other way around?
What do you mean?
If he forgot to say machai mason. What you said,
the kind of shama.
Yeah,
that's a really good question. In other words, he's messed up Shmoneh Esrei. I think not. I think if you mess up Shmoneh Esrei, you got a problem. I don't think you're chayzer if you miss out on bracha, but that won't have to wait till Hilchos Tefillah. Good question. Okay, benusach bracha lo yoman. Very interesting. In the lashon of the kind of shama, what is it? Elokein shama shenasat bi tahirihi, ato barasa, ato yatzarta, ato nafachta bi. Now there are some nuskos where it says ato yatzarta bi. It says B twice after Atitata. Says the Nusach, says Mishnah Berurah, but Nusach HaBrocha lo yomar Atonatzarto B, rak Atoyatzarto. Atonafachto B. Yeah, you only say the B after the second one, not Atoyatzarto B, Atonafachto B. So again, in the note 17, he explains this a bit more. He says, Vatama Dova, what's the problem? He quotes the Tzlach. The Tzlach in Brachas on Daf Samach says, each of our neshamas is already created at the time of the creation of the world, because the Chazal said, the Gemara of Nazara says on the Chaim David Aleph, what is the guf? The guf is a cheder, is a room, yesh lemala, somewhere in heaven, shmoy guf. There, it's like a storehouse for all the neshamas. So all the neshamas have been created at the time of Ma'aseh Bereishis. But, and therefore, you can't say atta, you know, it doesn't make sense. Therefore, to say that atta yatzarta b. On the contrary, the slach says that it's already created. V'oid shemami yatzarta b mashma she yitzir sveisu begufay. That the implication would be that the yitzir is in my guf. Ve'ech yoimar la'achamikan nafachta b, and then you've blown it into me. Because if it's yatzarta b, which means it's already inside me, and you can't say afterwards, and then you've blown it inside me. But it's already inside me. And furthermore, we should pause for a moment between the words elokai and neshama. We shouldn't say elokai neshama, as if your neshama is your God. So if you look in the art scroll, he puts Elokai, comma, Neshama Shnasat B'Tahiri. You shouldn't say Elokai Neshama, meaning my Neshama is my God. Okay, Sif Dalet. Yesh Nagin, Sha'acha Sheberach Echot Birchas HaShacha, Bo'onu Achrov Amein. There's a minuk, that after you said Birchas HaShacha, and people have said Amein to your bracha, Choyze Echot Me'oinim Amein, someone who has just said Amein to all the brachas, he then goes, he then says his Birchas HaShacha and says, have you seen this ever? You've seen it in the Chassidus Shtiblach sometimes. They must take it in turns that everyone says his Birchas HaShacha and everyone's saying Amen, and then a lot of Amens. We'll see why in a second. And that keeps on going. Don't protest against them. Don't say that when you've said Amen, you've been Yotzei Zayin on Birchas HaShacha, and how can you therefore go and say Birchas HaShacha afterwards? Because when the first guy said Birchas HaShacha, he wasn't intending to be Yotzei them. But even if he was, for whatever reason, you didn't have in mind the Yotzei. So what are you doing it for? You just want to say Amens. It says Mishnah Berurah, and why do you want to say so many Amens? The Kavnosim who, Siv Kotten Yud Gimel, Kadei Sheyashlim Kol Echot Sadi Amenim B'Yoy. So there's a concept of saying 90 amens in a day. And therefore, you know, we can just quickly sort of rank up the numbers by saying amens to everyone's Birchas HaShacha. There are people who don't like this. We don't have in mind the person who's saying Berachas Hashachar. We don't have in mind to be Yetzer. It's allowed to do that. You can answer on main to other people's brachas, brachas hashacha. Of a free garden cost of the right out of shalom, but called Ram Kiyim Hashatz. Ayin Shom. Our minute nowadays is, so he says, the prima garden says, that it's appropriate that we shouldn't say it, but called Ram, only the Shliach Tzibur, only the Chazan. Ayin Shom. Alkein, Mokum, Mokum, Yasek, Kafim, and Hogay, Shekol Echod Yesh, Le'am, Nimismuk. So they're all different practices about how we do this. Either one, the Chazan says it, and he just says that's the beginning of the tefillah, and we are not yetzer from it, we say our own one, or everyone says it loud, and we can say a lot of amens. There are lots of different minhagim, we can be sumach on that. He quotes in the Dishur note number 18, of his manenu, cost of lekamon, this is probably what we're used to, shahaminaku shekol echom mevarech b'fnei atzmai, our minhag is we all say our own birchas hashacha, ve'en hashatz meitzi shum adam, and the bal tefillah is not being meitzi anybody, which is, I think, the most prevalent custom. Sivkot Nyudalid, Shekvar Yotsu, Binavush Mashma, She'en Yochel Ohetzi Berchas Hashachar V'Pochas Me'asor. In those places where one person is being Meitzi others, that there should be at least 10 people in the room. It's like a minion almost, like with Chazor Hashatz, you need a minion. But with this as well, you need a minion. B'ayim B'Prima Godin, the Metzadid, B'Soif Tavar of Roma, the Davka, the Boki, Ein Meitzi. Only someone who is Boki, Ein Meitzi V'Pochas Me'asor. Now that is a sugi over there. Mishra, we'll get to it. Way in Hilchas Krishma and Halacha Nuntes, but there in the note he says Ulamaisa. This is I'm using the different note there on Simon Nuntes. It's note number 19 there. He says Ulamaisa in Berachas Hashachar Kosov Leel Shahaminaku Shekol Echad Mevarech LaAtzmai. The Arminig is nothing to do with this. Arminig is that we each say our own Berachas Hashachar. And the Shliach Tzibur is not being made to anybody in Berachas Hashachar, so therefore this particular halacha will not be relevant. And that's our prevalent custom. Mr. Hashem, next week we'll begin. There'll be another day on Asher Yotzah, all the technical halachas of Asher Yotzah, and then we move on to Hilchas Tzitzis, Mr. Hashem.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.